There is but one God, but we hear many different voices from the same God.
Judge Vincent Howard grappled with the tension between church and state, faced with an unrepentant Dale Newman who said it was God and not him who took the life of his daughter, Madeline Kara.
She is with the Lord, and she lives forever in his presence.
The inability to reach the Newmans with legal arguments even after two guilty verdicts frustrated prosecutor Lamont Jacobson.
The deterrent factor isn't really present for people with strong religious beliefs.
Not present because earthly punishment doesn't work for people who are more concerned with eternal salvation or damnation. Lalani's attorney Gene Linehan said the Newmans have a right to that perspective.
But philosophically, you have the right. Absolute right to lead a faith-based existence.
But Judge Howard drew a legal distinction between the Newmans' beliefs, which are protected, and their conduct, which is not.
In this nation, the sanctity of your religious beliefs is protected by the constitutional guarantee. But what is overlooked, and overlooked by you, that the guarantee is a limited one. It protects religious belief, but not religious conduct and practices.
Linehan told the judge the question of where to draw the line between Caesar and Jesus is not settled, and the line needs to be drawn more clearly.
Many people are looking at today as the end of this case. It's not the end of the case. This is the beginning of the case.
And Linehan says the Newmans will appeal. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.